Hello, and welcome to the most forward-thinking and enlightening podcast in the world. Conscious Rebel, with Talib Barney. Proceed with caution and detail, for your personal transformation and soul are at risk. Thank you, and enjoy.
Good morning, beautiful people, and welcome to Conscious Rebel. So today we're going to be talking about why you are taking life too serious. It's funny that we're talking about this because a lot of the episodes in the past weeks have been focused around... I don't know what they've been focused around. They've been sporadic, but they have been around the sense of life is a bit chaotic right now, and it's the time to really get good with ourselves, create that leadership, really have that mastery and that self-awareness, so that we can play a good part in the role of the world, since society is kind of chaotic right now. But at the same time, you know that if you've listened consistently to my episodes, you know that I believe life is a paradox. And what that means is that you have to be able to have the ability, in my opinion, if you want to be happy in life and if you actually want to have deep empathy and compassion for the world, you have to be able to balance two opposing and contradicting ideas in your head at the same time. And so while life is about acceptance and having deep self-awareness and self-mastery, and being aware of the chaos in the world and really doing your best to get physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally strong, while all that is necessary and true, at the same time, you're taking life way too serious. While there is many natural disasters, there's riots everywhere, people are getting injured, people have been murdered, while that is all real and you ought to be able to empathize with that and have deep compassion and start looking for solutions in the world and how you can give back and make this a brighter place, while that is all true, you are taking life too serious. You're not having enough fun. You're not smiling enough. You're not enjoying it enough. And too many times, we kind of squander our happiness because we don't want to make others feel bad. We don't want to put others down. We see that others are suffering in the world, and so we kind of put aside and we package up or we put away our own happiness and our own joy and our own laughter. And what we don't realize in that process is that we're doing the world a disservice. The best gift that you can give to someone else, whether that be the world, your community, your spouse, the best gift you can give to someone else is your own happiness. That is true because it's a higher vibration. It's just like you can't pull someone out of a deep hole if you then jump in the hole with them. Now, if there's a ladder, you can climb down into the hole with them, and that's where we would label empathy, of sitting there with them until they find the courage to climb up that ladder out of the darkness into the light. But if someone is stuck, if they have fallen into a pit, it does you no good to fall in the pit with them. What you need to do is stay out of it and keep that objective perspective to be able to, while at the same time empathizing with them, realize that they're in a dark place and you need to stay in a lighter place and stay out of those weeds so that you can pull them out. That is the objective perspective that you need to carry. You have to be able to hold two contradicting beliefs. So yes, the world is chaotic. Yes, you need to help. Yes, you need to empathize more. Yes, you need to do better. Yes, you need to improve more. You need to have more self-mastery. You need to have more self-awareness. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. You also need to have more fun. You need to play more. You need to be more curious. You need to laugh more. And you need to stop taking life so damn serious. So today's episode, we're really going to talk about that, about why you should stop taking life serious and kind of some things you can do to get yourself out of that. And hopefully through this, you can see that, wow, yeah, I really am a bit stiff. I am trying to control my outcomes. I am completely in fear and I just need to let go and have fun. I'm going to start off with a quote, and it says that This is from Alan Watts. Man suffers only because he has taken seriously what the gods made for fun. This life is a form of play. It's a form of creation. You have come down here as a divine being to be able to use your thoughts, words, and actions to attract realities towards you and to create whatever you want. It's a form of creation. It's a form of play. And the minute you get too serious, you cut off that source. You cut off that ability to create out of joy, out of ease, out of bliss, out of spontaneity. So let me give you some reasons why you're taking life way too serious, and more so why you should stop taking it so serious. Number one, there's a phrase that I love that says, you have shit on your glasses. I can't remember where this was pulled from. I don't know if it was a play, Broadway play way back when. But what this is essentially saying is that, dude, your perspective is so warped of the world. You're taking all of your childhood trauma, all of your things you've been through, you being bullied in junior high, all the negative things that were said to you, and you're just conglomerating that together, and that's in your mind, and that's in your brain, and that creates the perception and the lens through which you see the world. And so then you have this negative bias. So every time you look at the world and how things happen, it's your own personal dirty reality that you've created. And it's just not true. That's one of the beliefs that people struggle to realize is that, dude, like, reality doesn't exist. Rain check. And for a lot of people, that really threatens their deeper core belief systems. But it doesn't exist. Your reality is completely different from mine. You look at the world differently than I do. You think differently than I do. What you might think is negative, I think is positive. How is that possible if there's one reality? It's not. Everyone's reality is completely based off of their perception or their perspective and how they see the world. It's filtered from their experiences, from their beliefs, from their meanings, from the emotions that are stored in their body, from the thoughts that run through their mind, which then create this narrative, this story, which then affect the expression of their behaviors. All of this is just one pile, just a bunch of stuff put together in your mind and in your body, and we call it a reality. It's just a perception. That's all it is. And so that's why you have to stop taking life so serious, is because what you're actually seeing isn't an absolute truth. It's a truth for you because you've deemed it as such and you believe it to be so, but it's just not the case because reality doesn't exist. So it's realizing that perception is everything, and that's why you need to step back, and that things that you are taking serious and you think are super serious, if you were actually to look through a different lens, might tell a different story. Number two, dude, we know only a tiny fraction. This is another reason to stop taking life so serious. Like, the chances of you being a human being is 1 in 400 trillion, and you somehow landed on this earth that's spinning in orbit and no one even knows what they're doing. And so we just created this society and we're like, okay, we need some metrics to know how society can progress and grow. Okay, cool, we'll create some money and barter with it and trade, and then it's become the epitome of like success and pursuit in our world. And it's just destroyed people. Like, just think about that. It's completely ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. And so you have to realize that we are a blip. We're a speck in the cosmos of how things actually work. We know absolutely nothing. So what is it you're taking so serious? And again, this episode doesn't take away from the fact that there is tragedy. I understand that wholeheartedly. This is the paradox. This episode will really test your ability to be able to weigh both sides in your mind at the same time. There is trial, there is tragedy, there is suffering, there is pain. There's no denying that. Of course it's there. But at the same time, nothing actually really matters because we don't know anything. In everything that you're perceiving, your emotions that you feel from certain tragedies, from certain events, is your reaction to those circumstances. It's all internal experience. So we really only know a tiny fraction of why we're here and what we're even doing. Number three, people who take life too seriously are not fun to be around. Everybody knows that. When you're with someone who is just constantly, and typically the emotions associated with taking life too serious is stress. It's high stress and high anxiety. And from that comes a lot of grumpiness, a lot of rashness, a lot of just being short-tempered with people and being critical, being cynical. Dude, all of those emotions I just listed off are negative emotions. Who wants to be around that? No one does. So, and when I say serious, I don't mean focused. You know, being focused in life is a lot different from taking life serious. So people who take life too serious, keyword too, they're just not fun to be around. It's not a fun vibration to be around, and those emotions that you feel, they're heavy emotions. So put yourself in those shoes. If you're that person who's taking life way too serious, people aren't really going to want to be around you. Just keep that in mind. Number four, observe how ridiculous culture and society actually is. Again, like I said, we've just created certain regulations and rules that we all agree upon as a society. And it's like, okay, drive on this side of the road, and then you have to have this much money to buy this, and oh, you have to earn money in the first place, but you can only earn it if we give you approval to earn it through this method and through this route. And then, oh, here's the media, and you need to believe this. Oh, and this happened, and these people are famous, so this is who is important. And you're not, like, if you really go down the rabbit hole of this, dude, culture is ridiculous. Like, it's pathetic. None of it actually makes sense. And yet, we just worship it. And we fall into the flow of things, and we become just this robot in this machine. And it's completely pathetic. So observe how ridiculous society actually is. We are all just functioning just on a subset of ideals that we've agreed upon. But if you step back from that, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know, I don't agree to that anymore, then what? You know what I mean? Then you become this wild card. And then you start to adventure and explore a different part of the world you never even knew existed. So really step back and start to observe why you are actually doing things. Why you actually believe the things that you believe in. Number five, the reason why you're taking life so serious and why you should stop. It seems to me, and again, there's varying opinions, but it seems to me that there's this invisible force, which I would call God or the universe, that seems to be running the show either way. Like, that's the way I look at it. You can call it destiny. You can call it foreordination. You can call it, you can even call it coincidence. You could call it luck. You could call it the flow of the universe. You could call it fate. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, there seems to be some invisible force that's running the show. So whatever you end up doing, you're headed towards one inevitable outcome, which is you're going to die. And then what? So, like, before then, taking life too serious, how is it actually serving you? You're just in your own little world and space that you've created to keep yourself safe and to make you feel secure and make you feel good. And you're deciding to take things serious because you really care about that and you want to control it. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get the news that you get cancer and your life just flipped upside down. Then what? You know, so really be attentive to what you're taking serious and step back and realize that things are going to progress either way. You could sit back actually and do nothing with your life and it would still move forward. Because there is some force that is running the show that's calling the shots and not you. You have your free choice within that. Of course, I'm not saying that. Choice is power. I deeply believe that. And you get to choose the course of your life. But taking it too serious isn't going to project you any further. And worrying all the time is only going to do more damage to yourself. Which takes us to number six, which is life can dramatically shift in an instant. I've experienced this before. You've probably experienced it before. Like, life literally in the snap of a finger can completely change. And everything that you thought was real all of a sudden falls apart. Or even vice versa. Your life could be completely miserable and literally out of nowhere, you catch a break and your whole entire life changes. So that's why it makes no sense to take life too serious, because it can change dramatically at any second. Number seven, the gift of laughter. This one is obvious. Laughter is the best medicine. If you're taking life too serious, chances of you laughing quite often, are pretty rare, are pretty low. Laughter is good for your health. Laughter relaxes the whole body. It boosts the immune system. Laughter decreases stress hormones. It increases immune cells. It increases infection-fighting antibodies, so you can help, improve resistance to disease. Laughter triggers release of endorphins. We've talked about endorphins a lot in this podcast. Body's natural, feel-good chemicals that creates that sense of well-being. Laughter also protects your heart. It improves function of blood vessels. It increases your blood flow. Laughter burns calories. You can freaking lose weight while laughing. Laughter lightens anger's heavy load. I mean, through tragedy, through trial, it's those moments of laughter that's like the release valve to your stress. And it increases longevity. There was actually a study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who don't laugh as much. And the difference was actually very notable for those battling cancer. So, laughter is a gift. It's super good for your health. It adds joy and zest to life. It eases anxiety and tension. It improves your mood. It strengthens resilience. It strengthens relationships. It attracts others to you. It enhances teamwork. It helps diffuse conflict. It promotes group bonding. It helps you to stay mentally tough and morally and ethically strong. It helps you to stop, it helps you to de-stress on certain emotions. It helps you to relax and recharge. It shifts your perspective. It draws you closer to others. Dude, I could go on forever and ever and ever on the power of laughter and how it truly is a gift to help you be more healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of the ways above. So smile, count your blessings. Seek out laughter, be around people who laugh, spend time with fun, playful people, and bring humor into conversations. Laughter truly is a gift. That's why you shouldn't take life too serious. And number eight, life was meant to be enjoyed. That's my belief. I don't believe life was meant to be hard. I really don't. I think life was meant to be enjoyed. I think we are meant to feel bliss all the time. I think we are meant to just be in a state of ecstasy and have fun and adventure and everyone just get along and love and give and be generous. That to me sounds like how society was supposed to be. So stop taking life so serious. Just stop taking life so serious. There's a quote by Ruben Chavez which says, "Don't take yourself too seriously. You do your best work when you are relaxed. If you feel paralyzed, try lowering your standards. Do it badly and improve as you go. Don't try to attain perfection. It doesn't exist. Perfectionism is a form of procrastination. If you give into it, it will hold you back from fully expressing yourself and stifle your creative energy." People, we are creative beings. That's who we are. You are a creative being. And if you get too serious in life, if you become this perfectionist who has to go through life controlling everything, you will stifle your very godlike creative energy. You have to let that go. Open up the channel, connect back to source, and let that laughter, that joy, let it flow to you. It's not that it's not there. It is. It's just like the sun. If you close your eyes and go into a dark room, does that mean that the sun is no longer shining? The sun is always there. It's you who shut it off, who shut off the connection to that source. It's the same thing with joy and with laughter. It will always be there, but you have to let it in. So please stop taking life so serious. Move more, get your heart rate up and sweat more. That'll help you to move more towards this joy and this laughter, not taking life serious. Eat healthier, drink more water, get more rest, meditate. Stop watching the freaking news. It'll mess you up. The news is not good. Watch and read funny stuff. Surround yourself with funny and positive people. Put the kibosh on your complaints. Stop complaining. Take accountability for your life and take your power back. Spend more time doing what you love. Spend more time helping other people. Practice acceptance and just stop resisting things. you know, relearn the language of awe and wonder, open up your senses to things around you and dive deeper into your experiences and be more sensitive. Learn the art of raising, you know, the little things into the large. Pay attention to the details of the great little things that happen every day. Express yourself and bring those things from the inside to the outside and put your creative energy out there, and don't get hung up on whether things are good or perfect or not, or what you're doing or how it's great or how it's not great, or comparing. Just let it all go. Just be yourself, do something, move forward, be happy, choose that creativeness, and stop taking life so serious. I promise you, you will not regret it. Have a good day, guys. Love you. Ciao.